السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب عيد سعيد، قبل الله منا ومنكم. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with afiyat and good health. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Maana Salim Kareem. Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. Hope you enjoyed your Eid Mubarak with the family, mashallah, in Durban. And to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan, mashallah, taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. And all the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba as well, we say taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. May Almighty Allah accept from all of us our humble and broken efforts. Alhamdulillah. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today being the 2nd of Shawwal 1446, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah chapter 44, Surah Dukhan, and that is, remember, where we stopped before Ramadan Mubarak. And during Ramadan we did Surah Nur, which we completed mashallah on that Sunday. And then Monday was Eid, all with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So therefore, now we go back to our original lesson, and that is that we say Surah Ad-Dukhan in the 25th Supara, 25th Juz, Surah 44. It comprises 59 verses, and it was revealed Makkiya before the migration to Madinah Munawwara. And we see the virtues for the surah, write it down or make mental notes of it. Number one, man qara'a surat hamim ad-dukhan fi laylatin. So every night you read it, anytime at night, after Maghrib, after Isha, whenever it's convenient for you. So you read it, 70,000 angel malaika make dua istighfar for you. Ya Allah, forgive this person. So we can see how important it is, mashallah, there to read the surah. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi, and it is mentioned in Ibn Kathir as well, in the tafsir. Likewise, for Thursday nights, Laylatul Jumu'ah, that if a person reads Surah Hamim Dukhan, then there is a special virtue. Man qara'a Surah Hamim Dukhan fi Laylatul Jumu'ah ghufira lahu. So he will be forgiven on the night of Friday if we read it. So Thursday night, what we call any time. So we should make it a ma'mool, part of our routine, that if we can, every night we read it, mashallah. And if you can't manage that, then at least on the night of Friday, Thursday night, we should read it. And it is 59, you understand, verses, 4 pages. And inshallah, Allah Jalla Wala will send the special mercy to forgive us, as mentioned in Ibn Kathir, or 70,000 angels, and that is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. So great virtue. Why is it called Surah Dukhan? When the word comes Dukhan, we will discuss it there. Literally, Dukhan means smoke. And remember that this is our starting point now. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the one who's very, very gracious, very, very merciful. Hameem. الحروف المقطعات. These are the broken letters, the mystic letters. No one knows the meaning except Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah A'lamu bimuradi bidhalik. We believe in it, but you can object or inquire and say, the Quran Sharif is a book of guidance, hudal linnas. So how come there are certain secret codes and nobody knows the meaning? So does that not impact and, you know, like give a negative message? So the answer is, the Quran Sharif was, is, will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is a perpetual miracle. Even today is a miracle. You ask the Jew, the Christian, people of different faiths, where is your constitution? How many people have hearted your constitution in the original language as it was revealed to the respective prophet? Jews, zero. Christians, zero. Buddha, zero. And Hindus, zero. So whoever you go to is zero. So only Islam, our constitution, is in its original form and preserved, you understand, by Almighty Allah. Chapter 15, and that is Surah Hijr, verse 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. We reveal the Quran Sharif piecemeal gradually, and surely we are the ones that are protecting it, preserving it. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. So Almighty Allah gives a challenge to humanity and jinn. وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِ. If you have any doubt what we revealed upon our beloved servant Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you bring a replica of one surah comprising three verses, one chapter, and you must bring one replica. That is, and call whoever you want to. So Almighty Allah has given human being and Jinn the challenge, chapter 2, verse number 23 and 24 as well. Until today, no one was successful and no one will be successful. So the miracle of the Quran Sharif stays on and alive. And remember that Allah is giving us Yasin, Taha, Hamim, Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Ra, the Arabic alphabet. Take these letters and see what you can bring about. So that is the wisdom of it. والكتاب المبين. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala takes an oath on the book which makes things clear, and that is the Quran Sharif. It becomes clear once our heart is pure, our mind is pure, then we will understand the Quran Sharif properly, thoroughly, with the grace and mercy of Allah. We just finished Ramadan Mubarak, and we know Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Almighty Allah speaks about it in chapter 97, verse 1. Now see what Almighty Allah states. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubaraka. Verily we revealed it. So we, Allah Ta'ala, uses the royal pronoun to stamp His majesty, authority and sovereignty in that blessed night, Mubarak night. So we say the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah and 99% of Sahaba say Laylatul Mubarakah refers to Laylatul Qadr. Some ulama try and say that this Laylatul Mubarakah refers to 15 Sha'ban, but that is not correct. That's the incorrect view. So we must be very, very clear about this. Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Mubarakah refer to the same night. What an honorable night, that greater than 1,000 months, khayrun min alfishah. And we are now just finished Ramadan. Today is second Shawwal. Inna kunna munzirin. We are the ones that will warn you and tell you what you must abstain from, what you should do, and so forth. What happens on that night, on Laylatul Mubarakah, on Laylatul Qadr, the night of destiny, the night of majesty? Fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim. So on that night, all the matters of wisdom, they become distinct, they become clear. So that's why we say that implementation takes place. You see, there's an announcement, there's a big petrol price decrease. But when will it be effective? Tonight, Tuesday night, midnight. So Wednesday morning, like. So, but the announcement is made days before or weeks before, whatever the scenario might be. So 15 Shaban is Laylatul I'lan, the announcement. And Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Mubarakah, is Laylatul Tanfiz. So that is the executive order, a divine order. So not Trump's order, Allah's decree. So that is what we should remember. And therefore we say that's anonymous, Laylatul Mubarakah and Laylatul Qadr. Amran min indina. And this is a command from our side. Who will be born, who will pass away, everything there. So this is our commandment. Inna kunna mursileen. Indeed, we are the ones who send the prophets and the messengers from time to time, and then the last and final messenger, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatan min Rabbik. That also is a mercy from your sustainer, Nadisha. What about Jesus? Peace be upon him, he's alive, he will come. So he'll come as an ummati, follower of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the last and final messenger to be born is Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Milad Mubarak. After him, the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no Nabi will be born. We need to understand it properly. And thereafter, all Allah states, Innahu huwa sami'ul alim, that he is the one that is all hearing and all knowing. Rabbi samawati wal ardi wa ma baynahuma. That Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, remember, is who? Sustainer, nourisher of the celestial creation, the skies, and the terrestrial creation, the land and the sand. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. So in the heavens, in the skies, on the land, sand, he is the sustainer, nourisher, provider. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. And remember that Almighty Allah sustains whatever is in between as well. إِن كُنْتُمْ مُوقِنِينَ. Provided that you have the firm conviction. So we did the first 7 verses. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Of Surah Dukhan, chapter 44, in the 25th Supara. And remember, I told you, every night you read it. Anytime after Maghrib, after Isha, 70,000 angels, 70,000 angels make dua for you. Allah forgive you. And the hadith is mentioned, Tirmidhi. And on the night of Friday, you read it. Ghufira lahu, the person will be forgiven. Even Hafiz ibn Kathir has mentioned that in his tafsir, Ibn Kathir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us present to you the news, views, interviews, mashallah, locally, nationally, globally. Today is the 2nd of Shawwal, 1446. Look at what the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime did, Hitler's children. The only word we can use is the word in the Quran Sharif. They are the swines and the pigs. They are the monkeys. They are the donkeys. All this is mentioned in the Noble Quran regarding the Jews and their rabbis and crooked scholars. Go and read chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. That their forefathers would transform some of them into swines and pigs and into monkeys, because they were making a mockery of the law of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And their scholars, chapter 62, Suratul Jumu'ah, verse 5, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. They are like donkeys getting on. You must remember that encyclopedia. You can see the rabbi, chief rabbi in South Africa, supporting Trump. So people like that, 100% in the light of Quran, 100% donkeys, meaning they're foolish people, they do things like that. So these are the news. So what have they done? So they murdered and martyred 15 Palestinian aid workers. They got nothing to do with anything, they're just helping. They knew they committed a major crime and war crime. So now they dug up shallow graves and just buried them. But everything got exposed, and international condemnation for this cursed nation, the swines and the pigs they are. That they, only they can do things like that. Even America could not defend them. America says all parties must practice according to international law. So they broke over every international law, and you broke every international law, America, you haramis. Do you think we will ever forget what you did in Afghanistan? You think we'll ever forget what you did in Iraq, murdering more than 1 million people based on a lie? What you doing there in Guantanamo Bay to our people? What you doing to my sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui? We can't forget all this. We will name you, shame you, and nail you. And you also on your way out, just like Israel and those Arab transport dictators, remember that, who think that they will get away with the murder and mayhem and war crimes that they are supporting there in the genocide against the Palestinian people in Gaza. Now he, Netanyahu, the war criminal, says we are not hiding anymore. We are making announcements. We want Hamas to lay down their arms. We want the people from Gaza that they must move out from here. And then we will implement the Trump plan. So you go to hell. You're going to jail. And you can see how humiliated he is internationally, globally. And even the Israeli police interrogating him, you must remember, because 2/8 of these are also arrested regarding the Qatar gate. You know, when Nixon was in power, then they called it the White House gate, you understand? So yeah, it is the you must remember, the Qatar gate. So that is that Qatar government was giving Netanyahu money, and the money was also going towards Hamas. All were the blessings of Netanyahu, and some two of his aides had good ties with Qatar, so that is illegal and all that according to the Jutlas. And in that 15 people, they even killed one United Nations worker. So the United Nations are also livid and furious, you must remember. The whole world, any person with a conscience, any person standing for justice will know that who the real terrorists are. The whole state of Israel is built on basis, fraudulent basis. Therefore, we state and will always state this. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. And second, it must be and must happen in our lifetime, inshallah. The entire state and regime of Israel must be dismantled. There's no peace with them. They're haramis. They don't want peace, remember. The only peace they want is to steal. That is in their DNA. Just to steal. Steal the land, steal the mosque, steal the olive trees, steal everything. Steal the money, steal the clothing, steal the ornaments from the Palestinians' houses and make selfies and so forth and so on. So that is Jutla. The swines and pigs they are. We have nothing else to tell you because you are a cursed nation, you must remember that. Now they are very proud that they announced that they killed one person of the leadership of Hezbollah in Lebanon. So they can go and kill anybody. They go into Lebanon, they go into Syria, they go into Palestine. But you kill one Jutla, then the Zionist press will make a big noise. There is no sacred Jutla there. What the hell are you doing there? You're an occupier, you're an invader, you're a squatter. And therefore, you come to squat there, then our Hamas or any Palestinian has the right to send you and dispatch you straight to hell. And we have no empathy, sympathy for you. So we need to be very, very clear. See now, Israel is promoting adverts on the social media, on the Meta platform, Facebook and others, that you can go and buy, you must remember, and illegal settlements and so forth. That's what they do. So now they're not only busy in Gaza, murdering, massacring people and martyring them. You must remember that they are busy in the West Bank as well. And that is their ministers. All of them are haramis, remember. Whether it's Smotrich, whether it is Ben-Gvir, whether it is Netanyahu. According to us, they're a whole lot of war criminals, remember that. Fire destroyed dozens, you must remember, of so people that is there in Rome, you must remember that. So they are some, you must remember, there are big problems there in Rome. And there were people and others also destroyed there. Allah Ta'ala knows best what really happened there. But I just saw that last night, I think. So anyway, the Jewish occupation, you must remember, the U.S. are against, the U.S. Jews are against the occupation of Israelis and the war in Gaza. So they are criticizing Israel themselves and so forth and so on. Look at Trump's sons. So the son and sons of Trump, now they want to study with the new crypto business. So they will do the de-dollarizing themselves, because that is what Trump wants to do, to move away towards crypto so they can steal more and so forth. Trump back off from Greenland. The people and the prime minister of Greenland said that you got no business to be here, and we will never give it to you. And Trump says he'll take it over by force. You see that? He has become a narcissist and a person guilty of major, major crimes already in his first 3 months. So that is what he has done. And what he's saying, I'm not joking, he says, I am going to become the third president, third term. So, you know, in American Constitution, you can only have 2 terms. But Trump says he's enjoying the stay in the White House. So he wants to go for the third term. We say, inshallah, he will not even complete the second term. He and Netanyahu both will end up eventually in jail. Inshallah, inshallah. White House says no more question on the leaks. You know, all that guy, he sent something to the editor, that is that Goldberg or whatever, and everything, they got disgraced and humiliated. So Vance, the deputy, the vice president, told Trump, that guy there, Waltz, whatever his name, must be fired. So internally, they got big problems also. Trump is trumpeting away, and these Arab tenpot dictators, bootlickers, haramis, murtads, munafikin, call them whatever you want to. They announced that now Trump will visit Saudi Arabia, Riyadh, mid-May. So today is 1st April, so 6 weeks' time or so. So Trump will be making his trumpeting journey there to Riyadh to collect his millions and billions and so forth. Marine, you understand, Le Pen, so she is of France, so she was found guilty of embezzlement, so the elections in 2027, she will be disqualified, and she's sentenced to prison for 4 years, 5 years. I see some places they write 4, some places they write 5, but she's disqualified from there, but she says she'll definitely appeal. Albania hosts the Muslim World League. You know, Rabita, they go with their Najdi propaganda, Wahhabi propaganda, that is there. They go with that apologetic Islam, they bootleg that Isa character of, he's the chief there, so he's not a murtad. He says that, oh, we must visit the Jewish sites, and we must have sympathy, empathy with them, and so forth, 6 million. 6 million is one big fat lie, you fool and idiot. You must remember, speak about the 6 million Palestinians who are in the diaspora. Speak about the 80 years that more than a million people they murdered in Palestine. So that is what you must do. But what can you expect? You are not Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. You are not there to make khidmat and serve Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara. You are there to serve Khadimu Israel and Khadimu America. That is the truth. Unless you're a foolish person, then I can't help you. So he was there in Albania. He delivered the Eid khutbah and lecture there. Special fund of billions of dollars must come in. Trump trumpeting away, then you will get tax concessions. The rubbish is piling up in Britain. That they are picking it up, we have in South Africa. So they are picking it up, workers are on strike there. So they have big problems there. Coming back to our beloved country, South Africa, they say, the ministers, you understood, that the ambassador, the next ambassador to America, we're not going to base it on any race, it must be white or black or whatever. It will be based on merit and somebody who is good for South Africa and can work there with the American administration will be chosen. So far, no one has been confirmed. The budget parties will have to make compromise if they want to pass it and so forth. Petrol price, don't fill up petrol today, Tuesday, unless you really have to. Wait for tomorrow. There are big, big decreases coming in the petrol price. And today is 1st of April. Write it down, O students of ulama. 1st April in Arabic, they call Awwalu Nisan. Nisan means 1st April. So all those April Fool jokes and all that in Islam is haram and not permissible. You are lying deliberately and you are misleading people, ghash, and deceiving them. This one is very sick, that person passed away, and so forth and so on. So that is also unacceptable. One more item that our Junaid Mohtar, that mashallah, he was in conjunction with our Mufti Muhammad Aku, and they had the children coming on even yesterday Eid day. So the last figure he gave me was 138. So you must remember, so all have been paid and all have received the amounts is already in their accounts. So remember that we say Jazakallah Khairan to Mufti Aku and to our Junaid Mohtar and to you the children. MashaAllah, taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. Today our programs will be, that's Tuesday, so inshallah 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Hassan. He is actually American but he's in Pakistan. So he, Mawlana Zahid Khan, will interview him inshallah. And thereafter 11 to 12 will be Blessed of Marriage. And thereafter we will continue with our tafsir inshallah. We will be starting with verse 101 of Surah A'raf today between 1 and 1:30. And then 2 to 2:30 today. Normally we have it Monday, but I was there in Kumati Port and so forth, Eid day. So our report back, we're just for today, and this week we will do it today, Tuesday, between 2 and 2:30, insha'Allah al-Aziz. So mashallah, many of you are waiting for your answers. You know, when I'm traveling, it's very difficult. Every day, different place and so forth. So we will try our level best today, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, to answer all your queries and emails. I know I'm up to date. And the two phones, one phone, I know I'm up to date, so I must just go through the other one. And inshallah, that we will answer your queries. G. Mohammed Salim, we have about 15 minutes left. So let us fire up, inshallah, with the Q&A. And Jazakallah khairan to you and to APA.
Okay, sahab, is the card compulsory on 9th go?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Is zakat compulsory on 9-carat gold? No. Remember that the fuqaha, the jurists, have made a law. Walil aksari hukmul kul. You must look at majority component. So if you look at majority component in 9-carat gold, then you will find that the gold is now not the dominating factor. Other factors, other minerals, other things involved there. So that are, you understood, what you'll say, so are dominant there, so no zakat, just like diamonds, no zakat. But remember, if you are selling 9-carat gold or you are selling diamonds, so that will fall under malut tijara, stock in trade, then zakat will be compulsory at the rate of 2.5%. So that is the fatwa according to all four schools.
Kisab, can zakat be used to pay off debt of a late Muslim?
Remember, if a person has passed away, ABC passed away, and he has a trail of debts, now we want to take zakat and pay his debts. So totally haram and not permissible. Why? For zakat, one of the prerequisite condition is that the person who is alive, obviously, that he must take, he or she must take possession of it. So the person is dead. How is you to take possession of it? So therefore, that would not be permissible. Yes, you can give it to some poor person, and if he wants to and pay the debts, that you can do. But to give it and say you're paying directly to the creditors, you must remember, on behalf of the deceased, so that is null and void, because tamlik did not take place. Tamlik means you have to make the recipient the owner, and dead people cannot become the owner, so we need to know that. But similarly, let's say we give his son or daughter the zakat, 10,000, 20,000, 100,000, whatever it is, depending how big, you understand, all the problems are, the debts and so forth. So we can't make it a condition that you must pay the debts of your father or your late father and so forth and so on. We can just suggest it. So therefore, we should make a distinction between all these issues here. But the long story cut short, to pay debts of a deceased person with zakat money, totally haram, and the zakat will not be valid, will not be discharged.
Mufti Sahib, is zakat calculated on the retail price or the cost price?
When we speak of zakat, we need to understand what is zakat. Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 30, Surah Rum, you see. And verse 39, وَمَا أَعْتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ, whatever zakat you paid, تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ, and you did that solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah جل وعلا, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ, then they will be rewarded handsomely, abundantly, multiple times in this world and in the year after. Similarly, Almighty Allah teaches us, if you gave out a small sum also, you know, so it can be $1, 1 ren, 1 rupee, 1 ruble. Ruble is a currency in Russia. So, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, whatever you spend شَيْءٍ, so small amount also, فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ, He Almighty Allah will grant you a ni'ma al-badal, and He will grant you something better. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ, and He Almighty Allah جل وعلا is the one that the best of sustainers and nourishers. So therefore, we should always place our trust in Almighty Allah جل وعلا. Go refer to chapter 34, Surah Sabah. You know the people of Sabah there in Yemen. And this is verse number 39. So chapter 34, verse 39. So Almighty Allah's promise is there. So zakat means that for our self-purification, the love for Almighty Allah will increase and the love for wealth will decrease. That is the primary objective of zakat. And secondary benefit, to help our poor Muslim brothers, sisters, children, and so forth and so on. So that is the secondary benefit. So many a time people don't know what is the primary objective. The love for Almighty Allah, the love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam must increase, and the love for wealth must decrease. Wa innahu لحب الخير لشديد, that this human being is very, very madly in love, intensely in love with this wealth and essence of his, so he forgets Almighty Allah and becomes nashukar and ungrateful. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanud, verily this human being is very, very ungrateful to Almighty Allah jalla wala. Go read chapter 100 verses 6, 7, and 8, and there you will find the answer.
Mufti Sahib, what happened if a person did not pay the Sadqatul Fitr?
The hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood on the authority of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, Man addaha qabla salat, whosoever paid it before each salat, fayya zakatun maqboola, then you get and receive the maximum reward and the optimum reward. And you call it sadaqatul fitr, you call it zakatul fitr. These terminologies are synonymous and the same it is. And remember, you forgot, or so you got some excuse and you did not pay it, you totally forgot, or something like that, or this war broke out or whatever. And now you are paying it well after each salat and so forth. وَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ فَيَا صَدَقَةٌ مِنَ الصَّدَقَاتِ, so it will be just considered as a charity. You will receive reward, but the minimum amount. And those of us who paid, alhamdulillah, the 35 rand, 40 rand, 50 rand, whatever we paid, so before the day of Eid, before Eid Salat, we receive the optimum, maximum reward. We cry, we beg, we petition Almighty Allah. Surah 2, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 127. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ, O beloved Allah, that you teach us the places and show us the places of Umrah and Hajj, Ya Allah, Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, and the surroundings there. So may Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid al-Aqsa, and protect all our masajid and mosques throughout the world. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Mufti Sahib, can I make intention for Qaza and the 6 fasts of Shawwal?
So people want to kill 2-3 birds with one stone. Today is Tuesday, so just say tomorrow, right? You can start today, you can start tomorrow, you can start next week. So there's no such thing. You must start on the 2nd of Shawwal. So that is just came in our Lal Kitab. You know, our people came from India and they brought one red book, all fairy tales from Dabelpur and Kolvatpur and Saharanpur and Palanpur and all. So that is a fairy tale. So anytime you can start. So now let's take tomorrow, Wednesday. That person says, I'm making now intention tonight after after Maghrib, after Isha. So it will be Qadha fast for Ramadan, which they must. And it will also be for Shawwal fast. So that, according to majority scholars, is not permissible. You must first make intention of Qadha fast only. Where's the dalil and evidence for that? An Abi Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala an. Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu an, who's buried in Istanbul. And remember that he was the first host of the Master Mustafa rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Madinah Munawwara. So after the Hijrah, so he reported Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Man sama Ramadan, who kept all the fasts of Ramadan, the 30 fast, 29 fast, whatever happened. Thumma, now you kept all the fasts, thereafter, subsequently, atba'ahu bisittim min Shawwal, you follow it up with the 6 fasts of Shawwal, then kana ka siyami dahr, is like you kept fast the whole year. So if you kept 30, 29 fasts, manja'a bil hasana, falahu ashram thaliha, you do good deeds, it multiplied times 10. So you must remember maximum amount of days that you get in an Islamic month at 30. So, and if every one of the 12 months is 30, so then it becomes 360. So it doesn't happen like that, but these are just examples. So we kept 29, 30 fast, we get the reward of 300. Now we keep the Shawwal fast 6, so that's 60 days to the left. So that also will be included. And that is what is meant in the hadith mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Kana ka siyami dahr. One more important point here, that what is the meaning of Shawwal? So Shawwal means hunting, to go hunting. Because after that is Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram, Salatul Mutawariyat, Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, 3 are consecutive months from the 4 months, the sacred months, holy months, and Warajab, and Rajab is the one side. So therefore they knew there's a ceasefire, there is no fighting, and so forth and so on. So that is what is understood by Shawwal. So before the 3 months start of ceasefire and no fight, no hunting, so rather we do it now in Shawwal. And also you must remember it's the best months to get married. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, her nikah mubarak to the Master alayhi salallahu alayhi salam in Shawwal. And similarly Umme Salama, she also, her nikah took place with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the month of Shawwal. So all these are the dalail and evidence for it.
Isa, what is the Shariat ruling regarding women attending an Eidgah?
So now that is history. So we said this 100 times. So yes, the hadith is there of Umme Atiyah in Bukhari Sharif, and for women to go to Eidgah, totally haram. I ask you 3 questions. Yesterday, some of you ladies, you went to an Eidgah, okay? Which kind of clothes you went with? 99% went with new clothes. How many of you put perfume and makeup and lipstick, you know? So did you practice on Quran and Sunnah? Quran Kareem says, chapter 33, verse 33, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى. You women must stay glued to your homes. And if you have to go out, then do not expose your beauty. So you expose your beauty with your new clothes, and the whole public will see that. And then the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَى, when a lady leaves a home, وَهِيَ مُتَأَثِّرًا, and you must remember that she applied perfume and makeup and so forth, فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, and then she passed the man, so now the man can see her, and she wants to become the center of attraction, فَهِيَ زَانِيَا, she is an adulteress, she is a loose lady, she becomes a street lady. Those are the words of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith. So according to all 4 schools, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Hanafi's, Eid Salat is not compulsory upon women. So therefore, the conditions are not conducive. So therefore, in this day, this age, absolutely haram for ladies to go to the Eidgah. And don't fool yourself, there's no sawab going there, is iqab and punishment for you because you violated so many other laws of Islam.
Iqab, Jazakumullahu khairan, Allah Ta'ala reward you. We will continue with the question and answer, inshallah, tomorrow morning. Barakallah.